the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. This, of course, is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And Lundy, we like to feature quirky holidays because there seems to be at least a handful of them on the calendar every single day in this country. And today, I felt this was an appropriate one. It is National Take a Hike Day. And you know, in the sense of what it's supposed to be is you actually go out and physically hike outside in the mountains. We live here in beautiful Colorado. We have a lot of trails that we can take advantage of. But here is my recommendation. The entire Bears coaching staff should observe this holiday and hike their way out of Chicago. I mean, last night was so depressing. I was shouting expletives on Twitter, as you know, a half a bottle of red wine in. And I just was dumbfounded. I was dismayed. I could not believe what my eyes were seeing on the screen. The lack of creativity, the offense, the number of sacks that were uncountable. Nick Foles holding on the ball too long. I mean, they had, what, 5 net yards or something like that the third quarter? It's just an absolute abomination, complete embarrassment. And Nagy, Ryan Pace, Bill Lazor, who had all the play calling last night, they can't get out of town soon enough. Take a hike!
Your team sucks, dude.
Oh, they're just so bad.
They are really, really, really bad. And I know that you were hopeful, maybe a little wishful thinking, maybe your Illinois blood showing a bit yesterday when you said that you thought the Bears could win it outright. But no, not with that coaching staff, not with Nick Foles, they're in trouble. And the man that I feel sorry for, Brad, is not you. It's Allen Robinson.
Free Allen Robinson. Send him somewhere where he has a competent quarterback. Remember in college, he was gifted Matt McGloin and Christian Hackenberg.
Yeah, this guy is in. If I'm the Bears, which means this won't happen because they don't do anything logically.
No.
I saw somebody on Twitter last night that said, just let Ryan Pace reach into a hat and pick a name as a quarterback. And all I kept thinking was, you mean he hasn't been? If I'm the Bears, I take Allen Robinson, I trade him, I get another draft pick, and I just figure out something that I can do to somehow press the reset button on the old Nintendo.
Blow it all up. Blow it all up. Yeah, blow the cartridge if you want to go old school Nintendo on it and then put it back in and then restart it. But this franchise needs to be dismantled from top to bottom. Silver lining, the Bears are off this week, so I don't have to wager on any of their god-awful props or lines or totals. But look, if you want to get on some of the other NFL action that's going to go on here in week number 11, do so right now at DraftKings Sportsbook. And if you haven't signed up for their app or an account there, go right now to the App Store, download it, get that account set up because you don't want to miss this offer. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new users the chance to earn a sign-up bonus up to $1,000 when signing up with promo code FTN. DraftKings Sportsbook has endless ways for you to bet, from live betting to betting on your favorite players. They do it all. Again, download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FTN when you sign up to get up to $1,000. That's code FTN to get a bonus up to $1,000 for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Colorado, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania residents only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus. Deposit bonus requires 25x playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. With that, let's get to Tuesday's Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, let's look ahead to the Week 11 slate of the NFL. Let's go ahead and start off with a matchup. And it's a double-digit line here. That's Pittsburgh and the Jacksonville Jaguars. Your boy, rootin' tootin' shootin' Jake Luton under center, the former Oregon State Beaver. I'm taking the Jags at +10.5 with a -110 juice. It's too many points. And obviously there is some bias here because of the impeccable record of the Pittsburgh Steelers, unblemished on the season. They're also sensational in terms of covering the spread. 7-2 ATS on the year. Jacksonville 4-5 ATS. Pittsburgh has covered 6 of the last 9 games in this series, but you can throw on them. And Luton has impressed me when he's had time. Now, I do worry about the pressure percentage because Pittsburgh is number one in that category. They bring the house early and often, but the Steelers have allowed the fourth most air yards this season. They throw in the ground balance provided by the rookie from Illinois State and James Robinson. And I think the Jags, similar to what they did last week in blustery Green Bay as a double-digit underdog, they're going to hang and they're going to score the cover. I think the Steelers win this one by single digits. So give me Jacksonville early on here at plus 10.5. Fade or follow.
You know how I am about my Oregon State guys, Brad, but I got to fade you on this one. I think Pittsburgh takes care of business in this game. I think that they get pressure on Luton. I think that this is the sort of game where, you know, yeah, he's been putting up some numbers. It's been nice. Jacksonville, you know, able to hang in some of the games with what he's been doing. But I think this is one where Pittsburgh just smacks him upside the head. I don't know why. I just think this is a TYG special for me. Trust your gut. But I don't think Jacksonville can hang with Pittsburgh and that kind of pressure. I think they can force Luton into making some mistakes. And if that happens, you know, throw a pick six in there, maybe. I think Pittsburgh winds up covering. So I'm going to fade you to kick things off on a Tuesday.
Oh, get frisky, Jaguars!
Number 4.
All right, let's move on to the suddenly resurgent New England Patriots laying 2.5 against the Houston Texans down there in H-Town. And you know what? I really like the visiting team here and the Pats. The Pats are 4-5 ATS on the season. Houston, an absolute punchline. 2-7 against the spread so far this year. Houston has all kinds of inefficiencies defensively, whether via the air, giving up 7.8 pass yards per attempt, and 18-2 touchdown and interception split to the quarterback position, and 154.3 rush yards per game to running backs. And when you have that dual threat, you know, on the field of Cam Newton to go along with Damian Harris, has been running strong with a 3+ yak per attempt so far on the season. I think they are going to run down the Texans' throat until they submit. So give me New England. I think they're going to, you know, win this thing going away. I wouldn't be surprised if it's by 7. Plus, with the defense starting to tighten the screws a little bit coming off the high of that rain-soaked contest against the Baltimore Ravens under the primetime lights last Sunday. So, again, give me the Fighting Bill Belichick's -2.5 against Houston. Fade or follow.
Rain-soaked. Dude, I have jumped in Olympic-sized pools that had less water than what we were seeing in that game on Sunday night. Holy crap, that weather was awful.
Deluge.
Yes, I'm going to follow you on this one. And in fact, this is one that I want to jump on early in the week because it would not surprise me to see that line move and to start to see the Pats get up to maybe 3.5. I don't think that this line can hold. I think people are going to be able to see what the Patriots are doing defensively. And to your point, they will absolutely run the ball all over Houston. They'll eat up the clock. I mean, this is a game that to me just screams Bill Belichick's game plan, and he's going to be able to take care of Houston, as you said, horrible against the spread so far this year at a 2-7 mark. This game has Pats written all over it. I'm jumping on it early before it can change. I'm going to follow.
Fade the ever-living daylights out of Houston.
Number 3.
All right, it's time for the MonkeyKnifeFight.com Monkey Knife Fight Player Prop of the Day. Of course, presented by MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Go there right now. It's a DFS game like any other. It's just more or less over or under you against the house, not against lineup accumulators. And you can parlay the player props in packs of 2 all the way up to 6. The more you hit on the over or under, the more cash you stuff into your pockets. And if you use that promo code FTN, again, promo code FTN, you get a free $5 game on the house as a new user. Go to MonkeyKnifeFight.com right now. And again, use that promo code FTN. And let's focus on Thursday Night Football because, oh boy, we got a dandy. A rematch of Arizona and Seattle, a game that was, what, 37-34 and the first tilt back in Week 7 in the desert. Now we're going to go up there to the Great Northwest. Seattle is going to run it back. DeAndre Hopkins, the miracle in the desert hero, last week catching that Hail Mary at the buzzer. The line here, 89.5 receiving yards. You know where I'm going. Over. Seattle is on historic pace for pass yards allowed this season. The previous high was just over 4,700 by the 2011 Green Bay Packers, and they're on pace to best that by 856 yards, Lundy. 12 wide receivers have gone over this proposed 89.5 yards total, including D-Hop back in Week 7, in which he had 12 targets, 10 receptions, 103 yards, and a touchdown. It doesn't matter if Shaq Griffin is back in coverage. You know, they've had a lot of injuries in the secondary. Griffin on the season giving up a 115.4 pass rating, with D-Hop luring 29.1% of the target share. And the fact that he's gone over this number consistently, he's going to hit the century mark again. I mean, Seattle is just that inept in terms of pass defense. So fade or follow what I feel is a very low line for DeAndre Hopkins at 89.5 receiving yards on the over.
This is a stupid low line. Are you kidding me? He's going for a $105, maybe a $110 easy against this absolutely horrendous Seattle defense. I mean, look, early on in the season, Russell Wilson's just unbelievable abilities were basically masking all of the problems that that defense has. The problem is, as we saw this past weekend, is if Russell is off even slightly, if the defense can get to him, if he doesn't have the best of games, that defense gets quickly exposed, because now Russell and that offense are not there to be able to keep up in the game and keep them there and keep the defense from being exposed. So to me, this is one where DeAndre Hopkins is going to go ham. This is triple digits for him. I think he finds the end zone again. This, to me, is an easy one to grab early in the week.
Smash the over at monkeyknifefight.com.
Number two.
All right, let's stick around here and talk a little bit more NFL. Let's talk Tennessee and Baltimore. Again, the team that was on the losing side in the flood of Gilgamesh at Foxborough. At Gillette Stadium last Sunday night. They were rounding up animals 2x2. It was absolutely ridiculous. So the Ravens are going to try to bounce back and get a W against the Tennessee Titans, but I don't think they're going to score the cover. They may win this game, but I'm going to take Tennessee plus the 6.5. There really aren't any strong trends here, ATS, for either one of these teams. But you look at the Tennessee Titans, 7.1 YPA allowed this season. They've given up a lot of pass yards per game and 4.41 yards per carry to running backs this season. So this game could be a shootout affair, but I think the advantage is going to side with Derrick Henry. You saw it with Damian Harris in that New England battle on Sunday night, getting appreciable yards on early downs, sprinting to the sticks often, you know, just plowing through would-be tacklers. That is a weakness of this Ravens defense, is the fact that you can run on them. Hard to pass on Jimmy Smith, the company giving up just a 6.4 YPA. So I don't think it's going to be more of the arm of Ryan Tannehill. It's going to be more of the legs of the football Frankenstein and Derrick Henry. And that heavy ground game, I think, is going to ultimately keep this one tight in the end. Baltimore takes it by 3, and I kind of like the over just slightly here, Lundy, at 49, just be due to the abnormalities and inefficiencies of this Tennessee Titans defense as a whole. So for the sakes of this game, give me the Titans plus the 6.5. Fade or follow.
This is a tough one for me, Brad, because this feels like a touchdown game to me. I know you said a field goal. This feels like a 7-point game to me, and therefore that 6.5, I'm worried that hook's going to play in. I'll follow you just because I agree that I think Derrick Henry can do to the Ravens exactly what Damian Harris was doing in the flood on Sunday night. So I agree. I like this one. I think that Tennessee can keep it close. To me, though, I am a little bit concerned about that hook coming into play, but let's roll the dice here early in the week, and I'll follow.
The Titans will and shall prevail.
Number one.
All right, let's get some action in here. It was a brutal loss the last time we had a Mac pick. Of course, that was a Toledo game, and they gave up, 10 points, 14 points, something like that, in the last 2 minutes and blew it against Western Michigan. So we're not going to pick one of those two teams because they are not in action tonight. But we've got the Buffalo Bulls going up against Bowling Green. Bowling Green might be one of the worst teams in Division I college football. The Bulls have been rolling the first couple of games, putting up 49 points and 42 points. And look, the bottom line here is, can Bowling Green score? And I think they're going to score enough to push the over. That's my selection here at 58. And shockingly, you know, the public not really siding heavily on the over in this one. 54% of the current public tickets on the over, 70%, however, on the Bulls laying the 31. You look at Bowling Green, they have just an embarrassment at quarterback. It is Boston College transfer Matt McDonald. He is 14 of 50, Lundy. 14 of 50 this season in terms of attempts and completions. Just unreal. Was he blindfolded out there? Is it Nick Foles, you know, right at the controls pretty much for this Bowling Green offense? But Buffalo has an enormous advantage up front, featuring what is quite possibly most dominant line in the conference. So I do like the over, again, at 58, provided that Bowling Green can score some points in garbage time. I think Buffalo's going to get over 40. And for some sick-demented reason, because 70% of the public spread tickets, again, are on the Bulls minus the 31, I think Bowling Green scores the backdoor cover for a little bonus time action at plus 31. Fade or follow my over 58 and some action tonight.
I'll tell you what, I'm actually going to fade you because I don't even know if Bowling Green's going to score, dude. This team is so awful.
They are bad.
This is going to be back-to-back nights of watching crappy football after your Bears last night. Bowling Green sucks right now. They might be the worst team that has been placed on television for us in college football. And so because of that, I'm actually going to fade you. I am going to take the under on the overall points because I'm not sure Bowling Green does more than maybe a field goal. And if that's the case, I think Buffalo just takes the foot off the throttle. This is one of those games that, you know, finishes at like, you know, 49-3, something like that, and sneaks in underneath that 58 on the over under. But Brad, how about the fact that both games tonight, because there was one canceled, the game between Miami of Ohio and Ohio was canceled. How about both games with enormous point spreads? Kent State is favored by 26.5, and Buffalo is at 31.5. So there's going to be some blowout football tonight in the action.
Yeah, no doubt. Maybe a little teaser, a little two-legger you could go with there and parlaying those together and maybe taking the underdogs and just adding another 6.5, 7 points. You might need it in the end. But I got a Buffalo stance here. Again, I think the over is going to hit, but I think Bowling Green's got to get just enough points to backdoor that plus 31. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Fade the Noise podcast. Please follow Lundy on Twitter at Nate Lundy. Follow me at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and or review, would you kindly? And check out FTNFantasy.com, FTNDaily.com, and FTNBets.com for all of your sports betting and fantasy sports content needs. Use that promo code Evans, EVANS, to score 10% off your subscription today. And until next time, as always, fade or follow. That is up to you.
Fade the Noise.